mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two. Michael Rivero, who joins us once a month, is scheduled coming up in the next segment from WhatReallyHappened.com. My websites are Infowars.com and JonesReport.com. Be sure and check them out today. We just got done talking about a major new geography national study where two-thirds, and in some cases even higher, of American college students, college graduates, 18 to 24, people who've again begun college or in college or out of college, that's who they studied, couldn't find India, couldn't find Iran, couldn't find Iraq, just no connection to reality whatsoever. I've seen these studies before where they'll ask, how many continents are there? And upwards of 90% don't know. There are seven continents. I mean, I think I knew that by the fifth grade. Again, I don't even think I'm that smart. This is what shocks me. So no wonder the government can lie to people. No wonder they don't know which end is up. No wonder General Hayden can say the Fourth Amendment doesn't need warrants. People go, okay, they don't need no warrant. The cops pull you over and go, we don't need warrants anymore. I remember the old sheriff, Margot Frazier, got up on ABC here locally. They searched a whole neighborhood for drugs without warrants. And she said, we don't need warrants anymore, contrary to popular belief. And people, oh, okay, we don't need those no more. It's just, they just know we're stupid. All right, I'm sorry, I'm ranting. Oh, it's shameful. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in South Carolina, then another Mark, Cal, and others. Go ahead, Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Yeah, you're absolutely right on the dumbing down. I was trying to explain the difference between Arabs and Persians to an MBA the other day, and they didn't get it. They thought that Iranians and Iraqis were all of the same. Just amazing.
Well, Iraq's a quasi-Arab slash Persian. In the south, it's dominated by Arabs. But in the north, they are not even really considered Persians. Most of them are Kurds.
And Turkmens.
Yeah, and Turkmens, exactly.
But I had an interesting happening. I was in my VFW post about a month ago discussing Loose Change 2, 9/11 cover-up, New World Order. And I was physically assaulted for what I was saying. I got beat up just
really,
talking about it.
They physically attacked you?
Physically attacked me. I was sitting at the bar having a conversation. It was overheard by some neocon wannabes. And,
they said, step up, boy.
They said, step up, boy. It was kind of like being in a Munich beer hall in 1938.
Well, I hope you thumped them.
No, but one of them got arrested.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah.
So I mean, tell me the story. I'm intrigued.
Well, I was sitting at, I'm a veteran of foreign wars, Beirut 82, and I was sitting at the bar, and I was telling a guy about Loose Change 2 and how I had to give him a copy of it, and it took off into, you know, we were discussing Pearl Harbor and how Roosevelt knew about Pearl Harbor. Well, there were about three or four older, and I mean these guys are old, that were overhearing me, and they told me to shut up and leave. And I said, hey, I've got just as much right to be here as any of you. You know, I didn't get combative. I was just, you know, hey, these are the facts. I can prove them to you. And before I knew it, I was on the ground getting kicked.
Oh, so more than one attacked you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got jumped by about four.
Oh, I'd absolutely love that. Just hit me first, because I like pulling people's heads off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hit me first, and I'm gonna knock your teeth out.
You know, but that's how ignorant people are right now to what's going on, and it kind of fits in with what you're saying about, you know.
I don't know what it is, but when you've spent years, and I'm not a real cowboy, folks, throwing steers, when people attack you, it's just so easy to grab them and start slamming their head in the concrete. But you probably did the right thing, I mean, with these guys attacking you. So they went to jail, huh?
Well, one did, yeah.
Stay there. I want to hear about this when we get back. We got Michael Rivero coming up, but I want him to hear about what happened to you. This is disgusting. Well, I've had it happen to me before, four guys pile on me, and let me tell you something. I didn't ask for the fight, but I didn't mind it. Once their fist touched my face, I unhinged. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. We're talking to Mark in South Carolina. Got Michael Rivera of WhatReallyHappened.com joining us. And I'm told Michael was on hold there for the last minute and got a chance to hear some of what Mark was saying. Mark, before we go to Michael Rivera, I want to keep you on for a few minutes with him so he can give us his take. I'm interested to hear it. For stations that just joined us and don't carry that first segment, recap what happened to you there in South Carolina at your VFW hall when you were talking about 9/11 being an inside job at the bar.
Yeah, I was talking about loose change, 9/11 being an inside job, cover-up. To one person, about three or four other people that overheard it started verbally abusing me. You know, I just kind of
get out of here, leave the country, boy. Don't you say stuff like that.
And before I knew it, I was attacked from behind, thrown off the stool, and was being kicked on the floor.
Now, you think four guys could face you head on instead of sneaking up behind you?
No, it was definitely a sneak attack. They took me without looking. You know, it was just pure cowardice.
The police, of course, cowards, and the police took one of them to jail.
Yeah, I got out of the bar before I, you know, for obvious reasons, the person I was talking to, who was enjoying the conversation, helped me get out, and after that I filed charges.
You need to file charges on every person that assaulted you.
Well, I filed on one that I knew assaulted me. The other ones I didn't physically see doing it, so.
They were just, you said four of them attacked you. Were they busy stomping, or?
Yeah, kicking. I rolled up on the floor. And just protected myself. It was all I could do at that point. You know, they had taken me so fast and so quick. And you don't expect it from fellow veterans, but hey, that's true patriotism.
I don't know. I would have gone completely ape. But maybe what you did was better. So, there's something about a bunch of people attacking you that just gives you unlimited.
Right.
Oh, it just feels good. I'm sorry. It just starts making me think about it.
Well, it's weird because you're in a place you think you're safe where you can.
No, I know. You're relaxing. They're talking to somebody, and suddenly these guys jump on you.
Yeah.
And so
they don't like what you're saying.
So they put one in the squad car, though.
Well, they picked him up the next day.
So they came and arrested him, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I filed charges.
You need to throw the book at him. You need to prosecute the whole thing. He needs to go to prison and enjoy himself. And he needs to go to China where you're not allowed to talk like you were talking. The point I want to make here is, you see, they think spying with General Hayden is good. They think open borders is good. Now Rupert Murdoch and Fox News are going to push Hillary for president. They will attack you in that bar in 2 years if you don't support Hillary. They love the destruction of America. As long as you say it's patriotic, they don't care. They're into leader worship. They'll do whatever the media tells them, and it's shameful. Let's bring Michael Rivero in. Michael,
one thing real quick,
sure.
Ellie. What they don't understand is they think that they're part of this new world order, but when this new world order takes over, they're going to be thrown in the camps just like everyone else.
I hear you. Stay there. Michael Rivero,
sure.
You've heard the story. What do you think?
Well, it definitely sounds like a lot of the activities we saw from the brown shirts who were helping Hitler rise to power, and your guest's warning about being thrown in the camps is certainly true, because once the brown shirts were no longer needed, there was the infamous Night of the Long Knives, where Hitler basically killed off what had to that point been his most ardent supporters.
Ernst Röhm and the rest of them.
Absolutely. And it was a betrayal of historic proportions.
And that pathetic guy, they had him in this jail cell, and they go, "We're going to shoot you now." And he said, "Heil Hitler!" And they shot him 5 times in the chest. What an idiot.
Absolutely, and it does serve as a warning to those people who are continuing to blindly serve Bush and the neocons. These people demand loyalty from their own, but they pay no loyalty back. And a good example, of course, are all these forced resignations that we're seeing right now, such as Porter Goss and all these other people that Bush is simply dumping anybody he can to save himself from, the growing sense of scandal and,
Well, it's like when a sailing ship was being chased by a bigger man of war, they'd start throwing the cannons overboard to get a little bit faster nautage.
Yeah, they throw everything overboard, short of having the ship capsize entirely. And Bush is doing the same thing. He's hoping that if he starts getting rid of all these people around him, that everyone say, "Oh, well, they were the problem, not Bush." And, part of it is driven by the impending November elections.
Let me just go back real quick, Michael Rivero, and I appreciate you joining us, and finish up with Mark in South Carolina. Mark, are you going to go back to that VFW hall? I hope you spend more time there.
Well, I'm actually banned from it right now.
Oh, you get assaulted and then they ban you.
They ban me, but
what's the name of the hall? I want to call them.
VFW 445.
VFW 445.
Yeah, hang on. You want the phone number?
Where are they located?
Charleston, South Carolina, on James Island.
South Carolina, James Island. I'm going to put you on hold. Give me the number off air. I want to call them. I mean, we need to write an article about this. We need to, as soon as I confirm, and I know your story's true, I can tell, but as soon as I confirm this really happened, this is outrageous. You get assaulted, and then you're banned. That's what happened in Germany, where they banned people that didn't like Hitler from organizations and groups first. This is a national scandal. Thank you, and give us your full name off air, too, Mark.
Absolutely. Well,
thank you. John, get his info. Going back to Michael Rivero, just finishing up with this story, when we confirm that this actually happened, that he's now banned when he was physically assaulted.
Yeah, I think Mark has a wonderful lawsuit against the VFW Hall himself, and that he should go on the offensive here. One of the reasons that our country is in the kind of mess that it's in is everybody who is feeling these police state tactics, or they're feeling this kind of violence that is being directed at those who question the official story on anything, they need to fight back within the system. Get a lawyer. Go sue. Find a lawyer who sue on a contingency basis. Tell him he can have half of the proceeds to get him interested if you need to. But you need to stand up, and you need to basically fight back against this kind of activity. If you just say, oh, well, that's just the way things are, and you turn the other cheek, it's just going to make them bolder. It's like dealing with a bully. Until you hit back, until you stop them, they're going to keep on getting bolder and bolder in their bullying, and that's what's going on now.
Yeah, he needs to get the witnesses there under oath, get them deposed, get everyone involved, sue them personally, sue that institution, and prosecute that piece of garbage that first attacked him 110%.
Absolutely. You know, we still have rights and we still have laws in this country, and the average citizen needs to use them to preserve what is left of our country and reverse the trend toward dictatorship.
Well, this intimidation is happening at the grassroots cellular level, and so his fight is very, very important. And I've seen other reports of this. I've talked to people who I know well who've been assaulted by police and by other citizens in New York at 9/11 remembrances when they're there with signs and pamphlets exposing the inside job. I mean, these people are sick.
Yeah, it's absolutely intimidation tactics, and again, it was the sort of things that we saw with the brown shirts in the rise of Nazi Germany. It is going on here in this country, and yes, Mark's fight is all of our fight because it's happening all across the country, and I hope Mark takes a stand. I hope he sues them. I hope he winds up owning the VFW Hall. And you know, and turning it back to someplace, because you know there are a lot of veterans who are opposed to what is going on right now. There was another veteran just sent his medals back into the White House saying they're tarnished by what the Bush administration is doing, and I think this is a growing phenomenon. More and more military people are returning their decorations, saying they are no longer signs of honor.
Well, how many top generals who are big Republicans have gone public saying it's all a fraud, it's all a lie? The former commander, the founding commander of Delta Force has gone public saying the war on terror is fake, there is no threat, America's turning into a police state. In fact, he's lined up for the show in the next few weeks. We have all these other prominent people saying the same thing. I mean, I wonder if they're going to get assaulted at VFW halls.
Could very easily happen at some point if it gets really going. I think we can expect to see what is politely called wet work as a means to try and silence and intimidate people high up. But I think this thing about the generals going public is very important, and I think Bush is missing a very significant signal that is being sent, because the tradition in the military is that serving officers never question the civilian leadership. But very often the general tone of what is being felt by the military establishment is given voice by retired officers. So these generals are not just speaking for themselves.
We have the major poll with 70% of the troops want to come home.
Absolutely. And I think Bush is being told that the military is getting tired of Iraq, they're tired of Afghanistan. I think he is being sent a warning that if he tries to go into Iran, he will not find the military willing to support him any longer.
But that's the catch-22. He needs to start a new war to get that limited period of time where his numbers will rebound.
I don't think they're going to rebound all that much because...
He thinks that.
Well, I know he thinks that, but it's not going to work, and it's just going to accelerate things.
You've looked
downward.
At this. Well, I agree. With the elites, we know there's a few fissures in the elite global structure, but it looks like the mainline money men are behind Bush and the neocons. Do you think we're going to see these splits in the establishment widen, or what do you think is going to happen in Iran?
I do believe that we're going to continue to see more and more factionalism within the administration. It's still not entirely clear exactly what led to Porter Goss being removed from office. There's a bunch of conflicting stories floating around. But I think all of these resignations are a sign of not only general disillusionment with the administration, but of increasing factionalism where different parties are fighting with different parties, and it's starting to unravel.
We're going to break in a moment. I want to get into Goss, but a key point here is that Duke Cunningham admittedly stole 800 plus million. That's right, 800 plus million for a small 2.4 million payoff. But the companies that were getting the lion's share of the money he stole are now being indicted, and one of the groups involved ran the poker parties, admittedly with the prostitutes and the payoffs flowing right there at those events. We know Goss was at those events. The question is, was he part of the bribes? Was he part of imbibing in the ladies of the night? We don't know, but the way he suddenly announced it very quickly, a day ahead of the hooker story coming thing out tells me that's probably it, and that it wasn't Goss refusing to sell out the CIA to the military like we've been hearing, because he's one of their tools. He was ready to do it. We'll get Michael Rivero's comments on my statement I just made. On the other side, I think it's the hookers, and I think it's the money. I think it's the bribes. I think it goes right to Goss. Because those around him certainly have been taking it. Number three at the CIA is on the verge of being indicted right now for taking goodies. Was it women? Was it money? We don't know. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Michael Rivero. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling, because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Michael Rivero is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Your calls are coming up in the next segment. Michael, You just got my take before the break on the whole Porter Goss situation. Hayden, of course, we have clips saying the Fourth Amendment allows them to warrantless search. He's completely out of control. Bush wants to shift the entire CIA structure into the overthrow of governments and domestic operations. That is Rumsfeld's new doctrine announced a few weeks ago. Give us your take on it.
Well, first of all, I want to go back and touch on what you were talking about, Porter Goss. You know, I'm a little suspicious about the hooker story, and I'll tell you why. I'm certain, of course, that the poker parties and the free hookers were definitely running around. One sometimes gets the impression that free hookers are as ubiquitous as water fountains in Washington, D.C. But I also look back at a long history of government spin doctors using sex scandals as a cover for something a little bit more nefarious.
I agree.
Yeah, a good example, of course, would be back during the Clinton years when Ken Starr used the Monica Lewinsky and the blue dress and all of that to draw everybody's attention away from what was the real scandal.
Yeah, they couldn't go after Clinton for all the Chinese arms and spying and the rest of it because it was Republican companies all doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And, of course, along with that was the the Iran-Contra gun and drug running. And
so give us
laundering.
A hooker story instead of billions stolen.
Exactly. Now, in the case of the current event, we have Porter Goss seemingly all of a sudden being removed very quickly, and we're seeing these reports about George Bush having an advisory panel which united to basically say that Goss had to be tossed. And one gets a sense that there are probably some other scandals going on behind there because, I mean, look at the guy who's coming in as Goss's replacement. Hayden himself already has links to the company that was bribing Cunningham and setting up these parties. And yet, this guy's the replacement for a guy who's being thrown out for supposedly being connected to these poker.
That's
and,
right. And again, Cunningham has pled guilty to stealing over $800 million.
Absolutely, of taxpayer money, and it was funneled into these companies run by Brent Wilkes, which appeared to have existed for little more than to take all these suddenly granted government contracts.
It was literally a P.O. box, and at the same time, we have now two mainstream publications, a month ago, reporting that it directly goes to the Speaker of the House, Hastert.
Absolutely, and we're seeing all this money get funneled back to GOP candidates and incumbents. It's basically a kickback scheme, a gigantic kickback scheme. All of this taxpayer money was going back to these Republican congressmen along with the other goodies. And it's interesting that you should mention Hastert because he has just come out being opposed to Hayden's appointment as the new CIA director. And one has to wonder if he's concerned about Hayden being placed under oath and asked an impertinent question, that must be kept off the floor.
Hayden does seem like a reckless choice. I mean, the man just, usually I don't judge a book by its cover, but, I mean, this guy is just a rotten little creature. And then you look at all the things he's done, he's scary.
He's very scary. He's part of that, I think he's a holdover from some of that Negroponte stuff that was going on in South America. But I think the most egregious thing, and you've touched on this already, is he absolutely does not understand the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. He was on TV the other day saying that the test is reasonableness, whether we can go search or something, that warrants are not required, and that is not what the Fourth Amendment says.
And then he said it does not say probable cause. And the reporter goes, yes, it does. He goes, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Right there, the following sentence, no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause. So right there it says, no searches without a warrant.
And then it defines probable cause. It then defines it as saying you got to have someone sworn in, particularly saying what they've seen that's illegal and the specific things you're looking for. It's not a fishing expedition.
That's absolutely right. Fishing expeditions are illegal, and yet that is what the CIA is doing and what Hayden is perfectly in support of. So this man is absolutely a threat to our constitutional form of government. He's a threat to the rights of citizens. And, I understand why Bush is pushing for people like this, because he's terrified. We're all talking to each other. We are sharing with what we know with each other. We're asking questions. And so
he's tightening his inner circle with death squad. Founders like Negroponte and little sneaky weasels like Hayden.
Yeah, and he's going to try and make all Americans afraid to talk to each other, like what happened to Mark. Okay? They're going to have goon squads roaming around, and if they hear anything being said that is not the approved story, they'll beat the guy up in the theory that if enough people get sent to the hospital, everybody will shut up and just go along. This is the same tactics that Hitler was using, and whether or not it works is going to be up to Americans, the people listening to this show, reading our websites. If they're going to go along with it, then we're going to wind up exactly the same way that Germany did at the end of World War II.
Well, anybody messes with me, I'll just deal with them. If they get around me and my family, then something else comes out of the box. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Cal, Dave, Paula, Tim, many others. Your calls are coming up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. The guest we have on with us is an amazing researcher, does a great job. And he, of course, is Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. Before we go back to him just briefly, I want to remind everyone we've got a huge 9/11 symposium, and it's titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. We have Professor Stephen Jones of physics. We have other engineers and physicists coming. We have the former head of the Star Wars program, Dr. Bob Bowman, who, of course, flew 103 combat fighter bomber missions over Vietnam. We talk about 9/11 being an inside job. I wonder if they'll try to beat him up at the VFW Hall. And just many others. Webster Tarpley's going to be there. We're also going to have the author of Loose Change 2, Dylan Avery, is going to be there. He's going to show some new clips of the new film he's working on. I'm going to show my new film that hasn't even been named yet. And by the way, I can't come up with a name for this thing. Let me just briefly say this before I plug how you can get tickets to the conference coming up June 24th and 25th in Los Angeles. Let me just say this for the record. For months, I've been trying to think of a name for this film. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror like no other film I've seen. We go into a bunch of in-depth analysis of Tonkin, USS Liberty, Hitler and the Reichstag. We get into the London bombing in great detail. Then we get into the police state. We cover General Hayden, of all people. Yes, and now we're even updating that part of the film with all the warrantless searching. We get into the idiocy at Crawford and people out there thinking that WMDs were actually found. And then we get into 9/11. The film ends on 9/11 with just a saturated mini-documentary in and of itself. It gets into Charlie Sheen, all of it. It's such an important film, and I've come up with names like Operation Eyes Closed. I think that's a good name. A local band has a song, Operation Eyes Closed. They've given me permission to use it. But I don't know if I'm going to use that name. I've thought of names like Empire and Terror, Empire of Terror. I've just got hundreds of Down the Rabbit Hole, In the Rabbit Hole. I want to give it some type of interesting name, and I can't describe it. So, callers, you think of a good name, or email us at newmovie@infowars.com. We haven't launched that email address now, but we're going to do that in the next few minutes. newmovie@infowars.com. And, of course, when you give me the name, put on the email, too, that I have permission to use your name or I can't use it. But I know you guys are a lot smarter than I am in many respects, so please help me out. And I'm going to be premiering that. In fact, I'll give a short speech when it starts Saturday morning at about 10 a.m., and then we're going to play my new almost two-hour film. It's about 90 minutes long. It looks like that's how long it'll be. My best work ever. I mean, I got a call by a Hollywood music producer who's got a big movie coming out in July. Did the music for, I mean, it's just incredible music. He's scoring with an orchestra the music for the film right now. I've spent 8 months on this. I've spent probably $50,000 so far on this. I'm going to probably spend another $20,000 in the next month or so. And to give you an idea, most of my films have about a $20,000 budget. So this one is, I mean, to give you an idea, it's going to be probably three times more than any film I've ever produced. And so I'm kind of in the hole on this thing. I'm very, very proud of it. So that'll be premiering at this this event Saturday and Sunday. Be sure and come out to it. Go to Infowars.com to get tickets via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. You can link through. When you get multiple tickets, they drop down from $74 to $34 a piece. So we're encouraging you to get multiple tickets and bring multiple people. Please come to the event, or if you don't have internet and can't order via the secure, safe ticketing service, Tix.com, via Infowars.com, you can call toll-free and we'll mail you the ticket out. It's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And, of course, if you want to support us, go to Infowars.com and get Martial Law, my new 9/11 film. Get Order of Death. Get the other books and videos I carry by other wonderful researchers. You support us. You also support them. And you support the truth movement. So, again, Infowars.com, or call that same toll-free number to get copies of the videos, DVDs, pro-America t-shirts, and a lot more. And also support people like Michael Rivero. Go to whatreallyhappened.com and get some of the great t-shirts they have to offer, because he works tirelessly, and I know his bandwidth cost must be incredible. I know mine are. Michael Rivero, thanks for holding during that rant. Do you have any ideas off the top of your head, off the top of your mind, about what I should call this new film?
I can't think of any right now. I think, maybe Operation Blinders or something like that, but certainly, you know, documenting all the past instances where deception has been used to trigger a war is an important one. Living here in Hawaii, I've had a chance to go out and actually see the remains of the radio station that intercepted Yamamoto's message to the Japanese fleet to sail to Hawaiian waters, which was picked up by U.S. Codebreakers a week before the December 7th attack.
And to attack on the morning of December 8th, because they were a day off, a day different, and deal a death blow.
Absolutely, and the foundations for the antennas are still visible at Hiya State Park, and it's amazing. The people working at the park don't even know what they are. They're just these strange concrete rings and everything. But if you don't mind, I'd like to comment on something I heard in your advertisement. I'd like to take 5 minutes, kind of a little off subject, and it's in reference to that soap that's all natural product. And yes, I forget the brand name. And I wanted to share an anecdote. I'm very happily married. I have a lovely wife. And for a lot of years, she was starting to suffer from this strange joint pains that made it very hard for her to walk, very hard for her to play music. She's a composer, and she plays harp and keyboards and guitar. And it was very painful to watch her just sort of slowly lose all of that. And we went to doctors and doctors and doctors, and they put special shoes on her and medication and all kinds of stuff. And we finally found out that she is sensitive to formaldehyde, which most people know of it as embalming fluid, but it's actually present in a lot of stuff, wood finishes, leather glues, new carpeting, and we found out that there are chemicals called formaldehyde precursors that over time will break down into formaldehyde molecules, and they're found in a lot of commercial soap products, soft soaps especially.
They're found
and
in
once
most.
We got rid of all that stuff, my wife's joint pains went away. She's back to doing her music and composing. And so products like that soap that you're talking about, and we're going to get some here, is that really is important because there's a lot of chemicals in there in the commercial brands where they're not paying attention to health issues that do have adverse effects.
By the way, this is all coming out of the blue, but Michael, since you brought this up, you know, I don't sell kooky magic machines that heal you or magical creams that heal you, and some people do in this movement. I don't like it, but that's their business. I mean, I'm into real things, documentaries. I'm into water filters. I'm into real soaps. And about 2 years ago, the network had Calvin Pure Soap as a sponsor, and Marty sent me a year's supply free. It just showed up. I didn't ask for it. My wife goes, my gosh, I love this stuff. It's made out of citrus. It's made out of vegetables. And then I started talking to Marty, and then I'd read all the documents about how the chemical companies in the 30s took over the soap industry. And so they had all these chemical products. They wanted to put it in there. And there are, in some things, hundreds of toxic chemicals that cause all sorts of allergies and problems. And when people go in with chronic fatigue or allergies, even medical doctors, because I have family that's had to go through this, and they went there. I was about to say the name of the family, but they get mad when I do that. The point is, they went to the doctor, and the medical doctor, the allergist, said, stop using anything with lauryl sulfate and all these things. It's funny, and this came out of the blue. We didn't talk about this beforehand, but I've had the same experience. They said that it's triggering this. It's causing problems with people's breathing. It's triggering asthma in children. No kidding. You're not supposed to do this. And look, there's this company, 1947, almost 60 years ago, the grandfather, then the father, now the son runs it. And the thing is, it's 85% cheaper than the toxic soap. Why would people buy this garbage?
Yeah, and it's absolutely, and I didn't pay much attention to this stuff, but we just got, with the incident with my wife, was the wake-up call, and now we're really careful about, you know, what we put on our bodies, what we eat. We have a motto at the supermarket, if you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your mouth. And so when I heard you talking about the Calvin soap, and I said I wanted to share this story with you because it really is important that some of the stuff that you put on your skin in soaps, it is absorbed through the skin. It does get into your body, and it can have some, you know, adverse effects if you're sensitive to it.
Well, you know, I talked to my father, and he's a medical man himself, and I said, well, what are all these things on the back of regular shampoo? And he just said, yeah, those are you know, big official toxic chemicals. And that's what we put on our head in the hot shower. We breathe it into our lungs. We absorb it through our skin. And I'm just glad you brought this up because I only push things that I really believe in. And you can't find organic soaps in the regular supermarket. You've got to go to the fancy Whole Foods store, and then it's twice as much as the toxic chemicals. And frankly, I like Calvin Pure Soap. They're the first company to be doing it 60 years ago. So I'm glad you put that plug in for them.
Well, it is an important issue, and it was so wonderful when my wife got her hands and feet back and could go back to living, and it was like a second birth for her.
Well,
so
since you brought
I thought
it up,
that was important to get out there.
Since you brought it up, I'm going to plug the sponsor. Give them a call. Get a free catalog. It's 800-340-7091, 1-800-340-7091, or calbenpuresoap.com, CalbenPureSoap.com. It's in Oakland, California, ladies and gentlemen. And they've got everything you need. All right, let's from a month's supply for $14 to a year's supply for $200 and something. It's ridiculous. Give them a call. It's wonderful. Now, getting back into rats leaving the sinking ship, we've got to talk about Iran. A lot of people, despite all the trouble Bush is in and his handlers are in, don't understand that they've got the Democratic leadership. I've got an article here out of the Times of London where Hillary, Rupert Murdoch, is going to campaign for her. They're lining her up as the new war chief. And some experts are saying they may not invade until Bush leaves office, but I don't think that's the case. I think they're going to go ahead and attack in the next 6 months. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but I think that's where it's all leaning. Give us your take.
Well, I'm seeing indications that the attack on Iran is being delayed again and again and again. I am of the opinion that the original plan was to go into Iran last March. Obviously, that didn't happen. And with all of this shuffling going wrong around with Bush's administration, I think there's a little bit more disarray there. I know that there are those who want the Iran war to move forward, but they're just not finding the support for that, given the political climate.
Big shift in your analysis, which I respect. 2 weeks ago, you still thought they were going in the next 6 months. You're saying that they're in so much trouble that that may not happen. What about the ace in the hole of a false flag?
Well, there is that ace in the hole, and obviously if the more conventional approach to an invasion becomes less likely, the possibility of a false flag certainly increases, along with the possibility that Israel may just go ahead and bomb Iran's nuclear facilities, which would trigger an Iranian counterattack through all of the U.S. troops stationed right between Iran and Israel, and kick off the war that way. Bush is already on record publicly stating...
And they want that escalation. They want to be able to go in and take that, quote, buffer zone they've already said they'll take there in western Iran that just so happens to have half the oil.
Yes, absolutely. And, Bush is already on record committing the U.S. to the defense of Israel if they are attacked. So if Israel bombs Iran and Iran counterattacks against Israel,
that's called
the war is off and running.
I thought that was called defense. I thought if somebody attacks you and you fight back, it's called defense. But now they're saying, no, that'll be counted as an unprovoked attack. This is the new la-la land.
Yeah, and the provocation is no longer an issue. If Israel's attacked for any reason, our young American boys and girls in uniform are going to get stuck in yet another war for Israel's benefit.
Well, I think they want to kick off World War III. I think it's a Ponzi scheme. Their system's falling apart, and they've got to do this to go to the next level. And I hear neocons on the radio. They now admit it's about oil. They now admit it's about empire. But they sell it to their audience that it's going to be good for American citizens' pocketbooks, and it's not going to be good for your pocketbooks, people. It's the end of our civilization.
Absolutely. You need to go back and restudy World War II because Hitler was making the same promises to his people when they talked about marching across Europe in the Thousand-Year Reich. And at the very end of World War II, Hitler himself was blowing up the last of the German food supplies as punishment to the German people because they did not give him the Reich that he wanted to have. And we're going to wind up in that exact same mess if the American people make the same mistake as the Germans and just sit there and say it's somebody else's problem to solve.
I agree with you. Let's take a few calls, and then we'll get into some more issues with Michael Rivero, a great political mind, a man who I count as a friend. Let's go to Mark in Atlanta. Mark, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello. How's God blessed you lately?
Mightily.
Ah, well, one thing that would be wonderful. I had a little chat with the over at WDUN, one of the few independent stations that's around, and they carry 50 kilowatts, and I'd love for you to be in the Atlanta market. I don't know if you can support that right now, but if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know.
Hold on just a minute. Whose phone is that?
Hello?
Sir, are you on a cordless?
I'm on a cell phone.
Okay, I want to be able to hear from you, but if it keeps cut doing that, I'll have to let you go. But go ahead and finish up.
Oh, well, tell you what, I was on a hands-free. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, that fixed it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, yes. Let's see. I was just reading this article from Newsmax. I'm many truths, even admitting that the CIA is bumping up domestic surveillance. And I'm wondering what can we do because I'm like, I think I may need to find a place to hide, to store some proof. What the heck is that? Yeah, can you hear me better?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, and one other thing, if I may make a slight divergence. I'm a seminary student just wrapping up things here, and I'm looking for a new church home because it appears that my mission and calling are not really being welcomed and encouraged, and I've just been updating my website. I feel passionately that God is really grieved over the apostate state of institutional Christianity because my heart grieves with him, and there's no other way to say it, that I would give up my own salvation to bring to light the true gospel with all the trials and tribulations that go with following Christ, being clearly told to people up front, I get the impression that all these, there's a lot of these people out there, whether 501c3 organizations, who are so concerned about, you know, basically, you know, gaining fame, fortune, and telling people what they want to hear at the expense of telling them what they need to hear.
Yeah, but listen, I appreciate your call. They're not real pastors. The government, and this has been in the mainstream news, the CIA decades ago infiltrated evangelists, and then they made the new religion worshiping world government, worshiping Israel, worshiping, attacking foreign countries. They use a lot of these big religious groups as fronts to run drugs, run prostitutes. I'm not kidding, folks. These are very hardcore people. But let me go back to what you just said earlier. I didn't see the Newsmax article. It's been in other publications. Austin has a CIA liaison, and they admit they are targeting vegans, vegetarians. They are targeting homosexuals. They are targeting conservatives, anti-abortion activists, anti-war protesters, pretty much mainstream groups that are clearly, quote, no threat and not connected to Al-Qaeda. And this is the new domestic CIA. This is the new Rumsfeld Doctrine. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, absolutely. And we saw the same thing back during Vietnam in the FBI's COINTELPRO operation, where they were infiltrating everybody and just trying to keep an eye on everyone. And they had informants on every college campus, still do to this day, as far as I know. They infiltrated various groups in order to observe them and, if necessary, to trick them into doing things that could be used to embarrass them. And certainly we're seeing the same thing now with the CIA and the FBI and even we're seeing this in city police departments where they're conducting clandestine surveillance and infiltration of
under CIA direction. Stay there, Michael. In fact, we'll give you a few cases when we get back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Beirut vet who we interviewed who was assaulted by four thugs at the VFW for talking about 9/11, and then who was banned from being there. They arrested one of them, but he's still banned. Right now, we're getting the arrest warrant. We're downloading it. It's on the Charleston Police Department's website. We're contacting these people. We've basically confirmed the story. I'm going to make an issue out of this. I hope Michael Rivero will help us, because it's just one more example of how crazy these people are. Michael Rivero, I want to go back to the calls, but the Charlie Sheen thing, you know, I can't say a lot about it on air. Privately, he's asked me not to, but it's in the divorce filings that she didn't like 9/11. Well, that was actually her lawyer. He was told 2 weeks after he went public, shut up or else, and shut up about 9/11. And if you knew the stuff I knew behind the scenes, he was told by other people to shut up. And everything you're hearing about him is a total fabrication. And it's perfect for them because, you know, somebody 10 years ago had stuff in his past. But, I mean, what did you think when you saw the hit pieces start on Sheen?
Well, it had a very familiar ring to it because Hollywood has always been a target for U.S. intelligence agencies because of the influence films have on the American public and what they think and how they feel. And this goes back, believe it or not, all the way to Charlie Chaplin, who became the target of a very young J. Edgar Hoover when Hoover was working in Los Angeles and asked Charlie Chaplin to stop making movies that poked fun at authority figures because Hoover felt the movies should reinforce adherence to authority and respect for authority. And Chaplin knew that his audience loved movies where authority figures were made to look buffoonish.
And by the way, this is all admitted. At the time he was making the classics like Dictator. Go ahead.
Yeah, but basically, what it is Hoover knew how to carry a grudge and was ultimately behind the political movement that cost Chaplin his U.S. citizenship and got him deported again. He was not allowed back into the United States until he received a special award from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. But if you go back and you look at the FBI has really totally controlled Hollywood as much as possible. Movies that were unflattering of the FBI were never made or they were changed. There's a whole page on this at my website. Actress Jean Seberg in the 60s, her career was sabotaged and destroyed, and she was driven to suicide by the FBI carrying out a smear campaign against her for saying things that they didn't want her to say.
Well, now Denise Richards isn't even letting Martin Sheen and Mrs. Sheen see the children.
Yeah, it's gotten really, really out of control. And, of course, for those people who remember the start of my own website 13 years ago, I got kicked out of Hollywood for trying to call attention to the oddities in the Vincent Foster case. So I know what Charlie is going through, and I know what kind of power can be brought to bear on him. And I admire his courage for standing up for the truth. And, you know, I hope he just has the strength to weather what's happening to him and it continues to happen to him.
Well, you've seen the movie Network, right, where they call him into the office?
Yeah.
Mr. Beale? Well, I tell
yes.
you, this stuff, it just, I mean, when you see it from the inside, you know how real it is.
Yeah, and it is a bit of a shock because, you know, we're taught in school that this sort of thing happens in other countries, but it never happens in the United States. And then when it does happen to you and you start getting the threats and all the rest of it, it's a real slap in the face, and you grow up real quick in terms of how the nation really works.
Absolutely. Michael Rivero is going to stay with us 30 minutes in the next hour. I promise we'll go right to Cal, Dave, and Paula and Tim and many others right when we start the next hour. What are some of the other issues after we take these calls that you want to get into, Mr. Rivero?
Well, obviously, behind all of the Sturm und Drang of Hayden and Goss and yet another sex scandal in Washington, D.C., of course, is the continuing push into Iran. And even though it's delayed, as you say, there are people who still want this to go forward, and they may be ready to take some desperate chances.
And just a side issue, I want to get your take on a $6.1 billion helicopter made in Italy for Bush. I mean, if the corruption isn't getting obvious, Lockheed's making the money off this with Dick Cheney's wife on the board of directors. I mean, how much will that be directly to her? $6.1 billion for one helicopter. That's for the design of the stupid thing. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.